At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Special treat on this Thursday. We brought in Chad from Traeger, the champion grill master, and we're whipping up tailgate food. He thought it would be nice if we did both days, Thursday and Friday. We came in at 7 this morning, and it smelled like a steakhouse. Onions cooking. I don't even like onions. And he makes onions smell great. But we'll let you know what we have on the Traeger grill. I know Chad has been here most of the morning prepping for that. I like how he kicked Tyler, the creator, to the curb. Poor Tyler, you know, been cooking for us. And then all of a sudden Chad comes in here, Bigfoot's Tyler. Tyler back in the back room, not doing anything. Yes,
you can. Are you, so I know you don't do onions,
yeah,
right? But you don't even do fried onions? Because this, the smell of those fried onions right now, if Chad broke out a cheeseburger with some fried onions on it right now, I think there might be a fist fight in the studio to see who gets it.
But are there foods that you like to smell but you don't like to eat? McLovin, you got one?
I love the smell of fresh ground coffee. I also happen to drink coffee, but I know a lot of people like the smell of coffee but don't like to eat it. Like at a, you know, like an Italian pastry place.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I enjoy the smell of cigars and pipes, but I don't really smoke them that much. But I enjoy the smell. That's, I know that's not food, but it's kind of in there.
Yeah, that's, I understand that. Because if I'm downstairs smoking a cigar, and then my wife or one of my daughters will say, I love the smell of it, but they would never smoke a cigar, which is good, which is more for me. All right, welcome to the program. If you'd like to get in touch, you can. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle is @DPShow. And we say good morning to Peacock. That's our great streaming partners. Download the Peacock app and watch for free. Lots of new gear available at danpatrick.com. You can win the tailgate t-shirts. We got hats. We got dog biscuits there. Go to danpatrick.com and check out the store. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Comes out daily, recaps everything that we did on the show. Also give you a heads up with what we're doing, whether it's the next day with the calendar, some of the other things that we have, the specials as well. The FedEx Cup playoffs, final stop, the Tour Championship. One last chance for the PGA Tour's ultimate prize this weekend on NBC and golf. there's a difference between sports bad guys and real bad guys. And that's not to say that the sports world doesn't have its fair share of real bad guys. But Bryson DeChambeau is probably considered a sports bad guy for some. And as far as we know, he hasn't gotten into any trouble off the golf course. He just seems to rub people the wrong way on the course. And usually that's other golfers. Not necessarily the galleries, because it feels like the gallery shows up to see Bryson DeChambeau. And his rivalry with Brooks Koepka has fueled that fire. The PGA actually had to come out and say to fans who yell Brooksy to Bryson DeChambeau that they may be subject to discipline, that they would be kicked out of the tournament. Now, usually it's good for a sport to have a villain, an irritant on the basketball floor, or a hockey enforcer. People seem to enjoy rooting for and against Bryson DeChambeau. But I don't know how much fun this really is, because yesterday Rory McIlroy made a sensible plea for people to empathize with DeChambeau. Rory said that Bryson DeChambeau is a different kind of person. There's nothing wrong with that. So maybe heckling DeChambeau isn't the best idea after all, especially because it could now end up in getting you kicked out of the tournament. I have somebody who works for the PGA Tour. And I said, you know, how bad is it out there with DeChambeau? And he said, it comes nowhere near the viciousness of what else is said out there. Brooksy is nothing. He said, it feels like people have, like we're so used to being mean on social media. These are his words. That people are doing that now. Like there's anonymity. There's anonymity with social media. And he said, it feels like, you know, these people in the gallery, there's anonymity, and you can yell out whatever you want to yell out. And he said, Brooksy is the least of Bryson DeChambeau's worries, or some of these other golfers, because they're saying things. John Rahm got some COVID comments because he didn't get vaccinated. And he, you know, famously was taken out of the tournament after three rounds in Columbus, Jack's tournament. But, you know, these people feel almost like empowered because in the Twitter world, that's what happens. You can say whatever you want. People do that with this show all the time. Say whatever you want, total anonymity. And this guy who works on tour said, that's what's happening. People just say whatever they want to say. Like, what are you going to do? Nobody's going in and, you know, punching you. Yeah, Paul.
The reason some fans don't like Bryson DeChambeau, is it because he's different? He's looks like a big bully that you grew up with because he seems more emotional and yells at people and yells at caddies or something? What is it? Is it a combo? Can you pinpoint what would be the reason he'd be a villain?
I don't know if people don't like him. It feels like other players don't like him. That he's like a know-it-all. But I think that they're heckling him because you may like Brooks Koepka. And Brooks has had fun with DeChambeau. Therefore, fans who like Brooks Koepka may go, hey, you know what? Maybe we do that. Just call him Brooksy. That'll get him upset. But I don't know if fans... It feels like fans show up to watch him tee off. That they truly are fascinated with what they're seeing. Because Bryson DeChambeau is different. Do I think he could be petty, petulant, a baby? Yes, I do. But so was Tiger. But we allowed it because we were seeing something we had never seen before. With Bryson DeChambeau, okay, he hits it a long way. There are a lot of guys who hit it a long way. But there's a science approach to it, mathematics approach to it, and it feels like, hey, I'm smarter than everybody else on tour. Phil Mickelson has faced this too, that he's a know-it-all. Oh, okay, here comes Phil. The world according to Phil. You know, some players would talk about that, that just Phil would take the air out of the room. But with Bryson, it feels like I'm smarter than you. Yeah, McLovin.
I read there's a story that he was abusing his caddy and he quit suddenly, like
yeah.
Verbally abusing.
Yeah.
And also remember, he blamed his driver when he had a bad tournament. I don't think people like that very much.
No, probably the company that produces his driver didn't like it either. He's just, you know, in that world, you grow up in a country club world, a pampered world. And it feels like, you know, there's entitlement there. And you see that sometimes with him. But I do think people tune in to see him. And I like having that polarizing player. And For the most part, Patrick Cantlay was wonderful last week. Spectacular, clutch, everything you would want. Somebody was winning a championship. But he doesn't move the needle. Bryson DeChambeau moves the needle. Golf needs some people because we keep waiting. You know, Rory, when's the last time Rory won a big tournament? You know, Jordan Spieth had a comeback. Justin Thomas, kind of in and out. Patrick Reed is an irritant. But part of that has to do with people think he cheats. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, he's always looking for an edge, but I don't know if people dislike him. But, I haven't heard the comments. I haven't been out there in the gallery when he's walking around, but I could imagine they're probably going, this guy thinks he's better than everybody else. Yes, Todd?
I'm also reading how he's been criticized over the last couple of years for a slow play and that a lot of golfers think he's taking the sport in the wrong direction with the whole bulking up thing and, like, bodybuilding as the way to play golf.
Yeah, but Tiger did this. Tiger got big, started lifting weights. Rory got big, lifting weights. Brooksy, he looks like he could play linebacker at Florida State. Yeah, Paul.
That's what's interesting is how different Brooks Koepka's perception is. Remember 4 years ago when we couldn't get him on the show? He won the PGA, I think, 18, 19, U.S. Open in 17, 18. He was on that run, but he never did interviews, and he was kind of the big jacked guy for a little bit, that Florida State guy, and he would complain about slow play. But then he started doing interviews and started being more fun and being more accessible, and he became fan-friendly.
We'll get to Peter King. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. We'll settle on a poll question for hour two. We did talk a lot in the first hour about Deshaun Watson's situation. You got one of the top five quarterbacks, and he's not going to play this year. And everybody seems to be okay with it. The Texans, Deshaun Watson, the league. The league wants the best product out there. And I was wondering about this if it was the NBA. Would the NBA approach this differently? Anthony Davis didn't want to play in New Orleans any longer. But they said, you still got to play because you haven't been traded. He knew he was going to be traded, but they said, you still have to go play. But there was no scandal around Anthony Davis. It was just, hey, he doesn't want to play in New Orleans any longer. I don't know if the league doesn't want Deshaun Watson on the field. I'm going to guess that they don't. Because you did this with Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, Ben Roethlisberger, you sat down. But this is not going to get solved until probably next February, at the earliest, it feels like. But we'll talk to Peter about that coming up. What do you have for us, McLevin?
Okay, so hour one was, would you rather go to the tailgate or the game? And I can't believe how close this was. 54% said the game. Yeah. So it's basically a tie. I have a couple of football questions for you. Off of Deshaun Watson, Miami Dolphins rumors. Yeah. Which young quarterback is most likely to stick with his team long term? If I gave you Tua, Jalen Hurts, Jameis Winston, Daniel Jones to start.
Let's see. Tua, it feels like he's probably not, well, unless they don't get Deshaun Watson. If he plays well, it still feels like they want Deshaun Watson. Jalen Hurts, that just feels like that's a bridge quarterback. Daniel Jones is, man, they used a high draft pick on him. That's the hard part. It's where you're drafted sometimes that they may keep you a little bit longer there. Daniel Jones, is he going to... Well, it comes down to this season. Yeah, McLevin.
What if you added like a Carson Wentz in Indy, Jared Goff in Detroit, maybe a Derek Carr in Oakland? Are any of those guys in danger of not being the long-term solution? Are any of those guys bridge quarterbacks?
I don't think Wentz is. I think Goff is. It feels like nobody's satisfied with Derek Carr in the organization, but he still puts up good numbers. I just don't know how good that team is. I mean, they may finish last in their own division this year. Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Jameis is the interesting one because he's young. He's 27. And now he can play for that next contract. But it might come down to, is Michael Thomas going to be there for him? I think that's going to be really, really essential for his success. And Can Taysom Hill make Jameis Winston look better by helping him? You know, so here's Taysom, who wanted to be a starting quarterback. Now it's, hey, can you help Jameis stay as the starting quarterback? I find that dynamic a little bit interesting as well. Yeah, McLovin.
Are you implying that Taysom would bobble a long pass into the quarterback's hands?
No. Well, he is getting paid a lot. I mean, I think he's the fourth highest paid player on that team. So you expect Taysom Hill to be putting up some good numbers there.
Isn't it amazing that Jameis might have a better chance than, say, a Tua or a Jalen Hurts to stick long term?
Well, I just don't think Miami's committed to Tua long term. And I don't know if Philadelphia knows what they have in Jalen Hurts, and they probably don't. But it feels like Jameis has had some real high highs. He just has to get rid of those low lows. And if he does, then he's going to have a really good year because he's with the Saints and he's with Sean Payton. You know, I trust having Sean Payton in his ear. And hopefully he picked up a lot from watching Drew Brees last year and how he prepares. Because if he did, then and didn't he get his contact lenses? And so he should be seeing the right colors and the right players and the right numbers. And maybe he puts up 30 touchdown passes this year. Daniel Jones is what I'm curious about because I don't know how good that team is. It's not a good division, but if he doesn't put up big numbers, then I would really, really look at this. I'd be suspect with is Daniel Jones. He looks like he's got everything you want. He's got athleticism. He certainly has talent. He's a tough guy. But it feels like you got 3 years to prove yourself. And this would be Daniel Jones's year. And they got receivers, got Saquon Barkley. How good is the offensive line? Also, Tony Romo said Zach Wilson is the next Aaron Rodgers. He also put him up there as Patrick Mahomes-like. I would love for Tony to say that to me privately if I'm Zach Wilson, not publicly. Because, like, it'd be nice if he just said, hey, look, you can be Aaron Rodgers. All right, well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. I mean, you could be like Mahomes. Okay, all right, I appreciate that. Thank you. Now he's telling everybody. So when you see Zach Wilson, you're like, oh, so Aaron Rodgers, huh? Patrick Mahomes. I think Tony said that Zach Wilson would be one of the top three quarterbacks.
In this draft class?
No, top three quarterbacks. Yeah, see.
It's kind of like how Michael Vick and the Eagles were like, oh, dream team, huh? What a, so much for the dream team. When it was Vince Young that said it.
I know.
He's like, hey, dude, you're not even playing, and now I'm getting, Michael Vick's like, I'm getting hung with this dream team thing that's getting stuck on me. I didn't even say it. Yeah. It's like a dream team. Oh, really? Dream team, huh?
Okay. Let's take a break. Peter King will join us, see if he can come up with some answers to what's going on with the Texans. Also, the Packers and Saints relocate to Jacksonville for week one. We'll talk to the Hall of Famer Peter King next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Full Sail University, full speed ahead. If you want to do this for a living, we are going to give you all the answers to the test. And really, that's what it comes down to. When I first started in this business, I had no idea how to get started in this business. It was like, I don't know, I graduated. And then people go, yeah, so what? Where's your resume tape? I don't have one. And what's that mean? These are the things that you have to understand. We have 400 active students, 100 graduates. And when I started the school, I thought, let's find somebody who can head it up. And we found that person, Gus Ramsey, who I worked with at ESPN. And he's been in the business for 30 plus years. And he's there to help you every single day. In studio, also online, you earn your bachelor's degree in sportscasting. And if you want to choose to earn your degree online, it's a great program as well. Full Sail's campus is in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. More phone calls coming up. To be fair to the Tony Romo quotes about Zach Wilson, he said, "I just think Zach has a rare ability. I watched him, his first preseason game and some other places, and I can see certain things. He has a couple of special traits. God doesn't give those gifts to very many people. I think without knowing him, he's a hard worker and cares and loves the sport. The ceiling for Zach Wilson is crazy. It feels good. I mean, Patrick Mahomes crazy levels, which is saying a lot." Let's bring in Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist, and also contributes to NBC Sports as well. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dan, everything's going great. How about you?
All good. If I told you a week ago that Mac Jones would be the starter in New England or that Cam Newton was going to be released, which one would have surprised you the most?
Cam Newton being released. And it just says to me that, A, Bill Belichick wants to make a clean break. And look, Dan, for the last 12 months, everybody who has watched Cam Newton play has been trying to think of reasons why he doesn't look like Cam Newton. and why he wasn't the Cam Newton of, you know, 5-6 years ago. He's still young, relatively speaking, in quarterback age. But the fact is, Cam Newton had not played well. And, you know, I remember covering Bill Parcells for 4 years in the 80s when I worked for Newsday, and he's coaching the Giants with Bill Belichick on the staff. Once a week, Bill Parcells would have this mantra. Fellas, saying to guys in the press, because at that time there were no women covering the team, fellas, I can only go by what I see. And Bill Belichick this summer watched as Mac Jones, maybe marginally, but certainly did outperform Cam Newton in training camp. So I think he just felt like, I didn't see very much with Cam Newton last year, and the rookie has outperformed him this year. And the rookie certainly doesn't either play or act like a rookie. I'm going with him. So I applaud Bill Belichick. I really think that quarterbacks come in different shapes and sizes and mental acuity. And obviously this guy who he has, he feels can handle what Brian Flores is going to throw at him in 10 days.
What about Cam's future as a starter?
I mean, would you hire Cam Newton and put him in a starting quarterback role right now? I wouldn't.
If you're the Texans, and, I mean, would you?
Well, you know, you ask yourself, here's the question. If you're the Houston Texans, do you bring Cam Newton, a tarnished Cam Newton in, who has not done anything in your playbook in the entire offseason? And do you bring him in and give him a crash course and try to get him ready to play Jacksonville in 10 days, or to get him ready to play at some point this year?
Yeah,
maybe you do. But I just, Dan, I watched Cam Newton play last year. I don't know what that was, really. He's okay. But to me, the big question is, would Cam Newton be a backup for backup money and maybe work himself back into position to earn a starting job? I think it would take a lot of humility to do that. He might do it. I don't really know Cam Newton, so I can't tell you what he might do. But I think it would take some humility for him to go somewhere right now as a backup player. So if I were him, I'd sit out, wait until somebody had a desperate need for a quarterback, had a big injury, and then I would sign with that team.
Yeah, I can't see him doing what Jameis Winston did in New Orleans, where – you know, you go in there and you're just going to sit and be quiet and watch Drew Brees. You know, I know there are other landing spots. You know, would the Pittsburgh Steelers work for Cam Newton? Would the Ravens work as a backup quarterback? Minnesota Vikings situation. I don't buy the Dallas Cowboys, you know, bringing him in as a big personality. I just, knowing Cam, he doesn't want to, I just don't think he can process being a backup quarterback. I just don't see that happening.
I mean, look, football, I think, is so different from the other sports. You know, in baseball, I turned on the TV the other night and I see the Red Sox are pitching Brad Peacock. And, you know, so in baseball, everybody gets recycled about six times. And in football, you know, a backup quarterback can get recycled. Josh McCown can play for 15 years as a backup quarterback, which he did. He made a lot of money. He had a little bit of glory. I'm sure he had a lot of fun. But you have to be willing to say, I am in service to the guy in front of me. And maybe Cam Newton can say that. As I say, I don't know. But I certainly wouldn't say, hey, Cam, you're our guy. What has he done recently to prove that he should have a franchise put in his hands?
I know Urban Meyer came out and talked about, you know, those that weren't vaccinated, that he did factor that in and who he was going to cut. I was told this morning that the NFL Players Association might be looking into the Titans and the Colts for doing the same thing. But I just don't know how you prove that. I don't know if Bill Belichick didn't want to keep Cam Newton because he wasn't vaccinated, on top of not performing that well. Can the league, can the Players Association fight this do the, you know, is there any headway that can be made here that guys got cut because in part they're not vaccinated?
I think you would have to prove that the guy had equal ability to another player, and the only reason that he was cut is because he was unvaccinated. I think if you can prove that, and I think that's going to be hard to prove, then you probably have a case. I think this is one of the dumbest rules I've ever seen enacted in my 38 years covering the NFL. Who wouldn't consider vaccine status when, understand this, Dan, an unvaccinated player tests positive on a Friday. He is missing his team's next two games. I mean, what if you're the Miami Dolphins or Jacksonville, Tampa, you are in a state where the virus is on fire and it's all you can do every day to avoid any of your guys getting the virus. I think you would be irresponsible to not consider a player's vaccination status when figuring out your final roster, particularly if you're a team in Florida.
But it feels like Urban Meyer said what others think, and maybe that's what got him in trouble. I mean, he's used
to,
but I mean, he's used to saying what he wants to because he was in college and nobody was really checking him on this.
You know what? I was told this after Urban said what he said, and that is that there was not a single one of the final cuts of the Jaguars that it came down to vaccination status. Were they aware of vaccination status of the players they kept and the players they cut? Yes. I am not reporting that vaccination status had nothing to do with it because I don't know that. But what I have heard reliably is that it wasn't the driving force in any of the roster decisions they made. But I think Urban Meyer was simply saying what every other coach in the league, every other general manager in the league takes into account, which is we will know and factor in a player's vaccination status. You know why? Because it is irresponsible not to.
The Deshaun Watson situation, to me, is he's going to be a healthy scratch. He's eligible to play, hasn't been charged, and it feels like the Texans are saying, we'll pay him $10 million for us to tank. Then he's not going to play, doesn't want to play, we don't want him to play, we're going to wait until we get a good offer. How do you make sense of this?
I think they have gotten a couple of good offers, but they haven't gotten the offer recently. In my opinion, I think when the history chapter is written on this story, if we ever find out exactly what Carolina offered way back before we knew any of this stuff, we'll say, holy cow, they turned down that. And obviously, in retrospect, I'm sure they wish they took that, whatever that exactly is. But I think that the reason why he's not on the commissioner's exempt list yet and why the NFL has really got to think hard about this, I think Lindsey Jones wrote a good story about it at the Athletic. They have to think about whether they want this sort of Damocles hanging over their heads. And if the Texans tomorrow said our starting quarterback is Deshaun Watson, is the league going to let that happen? That is going to be the test. I don't think the Texans are going to say that, but I do think that the league should clarify his status before the start of the year.
Yeah, I was wondering, can they punish him prior to this investigation being completed?
That's a good question. I don't think they want to set that precedent, but I also don't think they want to put a quarterback on the field with 22 cases involving a possible sex crime in each. They don't want to put that guy on the field. And I have a feeling right now that the Texans are doing the NFL office a solid by just keeping Deshaun Watson in limbo.
He's Peter King, and his column must read every Monday morning, Football Morning in America. The Packers and Saints relocate to Jacksonville. Why Jacksonville?
I was a little surprised it wasn't Dallas. because that's where the Saints are. But I think logistically, the NFL thought that Jacksonville was the best place for them because of availability and because, quite honestly, they absolutely didn't want to do anything that would give the Packers any sort of home field advantage. And as strange as this sounds, Dan, I think it's a slight bit of a home field advantage for New Orleans fans who can drive 7 hours to this game, and it's going to be outside. So that is an advantage. Even though New Orleans plays inside, they're practicing in that, you know, 95 degree heat index most days. And so I just think in terms of home field advantage, Jacksonville seemed like a better place than Dallas. But again, I think that logistically there must have been some issues also in Dallas that prevented the relocation of the game there.
When do you make your Super Bowl pick?
Monday, and I haven't done it yet. The one thing I do know is I just can't pick Kansas City, Tampa. I want to. I think they're the two best teams, but it never happens. So let's say, that happened with what? Dallas and Buffalo, right? Almost 30 years ago. It's just so rare. And I'm not sure whether I'm going to pick either one of them. I've got some interesting candidates on the outside that I'm considering.
Okay. But if I said you could pick Kansas City or Tampa to go to the Super Bowl, which one would you take?
I'd probably take Kansas City. And that's an odd thing to say, because I do think that in many ways, Tampa's road is slightly easier. I know this is crazy, Dan. I just think that COVID is going to impact teams in these hotspot areas. I just don't know how. It's too prevalent, and it's just too hard to put your players in bubble wrap for the year. Maybe it'll have an impact on Kansas City players too, because in Missouri, there's obviously, scattered outbreaks as well. So I don't know, but I think both of those teams on paper right now are the best in the AFC and NFC.
If you were going to bet whether the Patriots make the playoffs or not?
Definitely, yes.
Definitely?
Definitely, yes. Oh, I would bet that. In fact, right now, I am really on the precipice to try to determine which team is better right now, Miami or New England. And I think, Dan, there has been this thought that, okay, New England's got a lot of areas to rebuild. You know, I didn't watch a lot of preseason football of the Patriots, but I'll tell you, that front seven is damn good. And it's very deep. And they are going to give a lot of quarterbacks a lot of problems. I watched the Giants game the other day, and they overmatched, if that's such a word, the Giants offensive front. Now, we all know that the Giants are in trouble on the offensive front, but I'll tell you, New England toyed with them. And I don't know. I don't put a lot in preseason games, but when Bill Belichick plays the ones, he is asking them to play at a regular season level. And I think their front seven could be really, really good.
Give me a good team that will disappoint this year.
If you ask me the opposite, I would say the Chargers. If you asked me a good team that will disappoint, I might say Miami, because even though I like Miami and I like a lot of moves they've made, I right now, as we sit here, I just have no idea how Tua is going to play. And you can have all of the good wishes and good feelings going for you, but if your quarterback doesn't play well, you're not going to be good. And, you know, I worry a little bit about the Vikings too. I worry that the Vikings, who have so many good defensive players back for them, are really reliant on Kirk Cousins in a huge, huge way. And as I said at the start of this conversation, if an unvaccinated player tests positive on Friday, he misses his next two games. And whether it's going to be a pickup of Sean Mannion or a very weak backup quarterback situation led by Kellen Mond in Minnesota, I would not be confident you can win. Maybe you can win one game without Kirk Cousins. And I'm not saying that Kirk Cousins is Tom Brady, but I'm saying that he's a lot better than anybody else they have.
Thank you, Pete. We look forward to Monday's call, and thanks for joining us.
All the best, Dan. Thank you so much.
Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist and contributor to NBCSports.com. I'm with him on the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be sneaky good. I mean, potential to be really good. Two quarterbacks in NFL history have thrown at least 170 touchdowns, 70 or fewer interceptions, and thrown for at least 25,000 yards in their first seven seasons. Wow, that's a lot. All right, quarterback has thrown at least 170 touchdown passes, 70 or fewer interceptions in 7 years, and at least 25,000 yards passing. I'm going to go Cam Newton as one of those quarterbacks. Paulie?
He is not.
Okay.
The hint is they're both active.
Mm.
One you would pick pretty quickly because his first 7 years are really good. The other you would probably not pick, but he's been mentioned on the show today.
Russell Wilson Jr. the third?
Correct.
Okay. And the other one?
Guy with good numbers, but he's not perceived to be a very good quarterback. He is definitely a starter, though. Unexpectedly still the starter of this franchise that moved.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr's first seven seasons, 170 touchdowns, 71 picks, 27,000 yards.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Take a break. Phone calls coming up. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. There's an article that's out. I don't know if this is ESPN, but landing spots for Cam Newton. Baltimore Ravens, they have a run-first offense tailored for Lamar Jackson. Houston Texans, the Texans were almost immediately connected to Newton after the news broke that he would be available. Another team with a dual-threaded quarterback, the Texans need to consider the implications of Deshaun Watson's legal problems. Bringing in Newton would give them a starting caliber backup who is also providing a positive locker room presence, something Houston might value greatly if their season is as tumultuous as it appears. Per ESPN, a few league executives floated the Steelers as a possibility. Mason Rudolph struggled to fill in for Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger is 39. Pittsburgh might approach a seasoned veteran on its bench in case of emergency. Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings, another team mentioned by executives speaking with ESPN, Kellen Mond, currently the quarterback, backup quarterback in Minnesota, a third round pick. Executives aren't certain he's ready yet. Dallas Cowboys, of course, you got to have them in there for clicks. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has had injury issues in recent years, and the only backup on the roster is Cooper Rush, though you got Danucci. Danucci was brought back. The Cowboys do indeed plan to take a closer look at the viability of bringing Cam Newton aboard. Well, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I would have gone after Gardner Minshew. I think Gardner Minshew is a very good quarterback at times. He's a high-end backup. I don't know what I get with Dak Prescott. I love the personality, the locker room presence. This is a winnable division, but I just don't know if his skill set fits with the offense that I'm going to run. I have all these receivers. Dak's not a good, consistent passer. Whereas Gardner Minshew, to me, is a high-end backup. Philadelphia ended up getting him, obviously, but can you get Nick Foles? Can you get Nick Foles? I just think you have to be prepared if something happens to Dak Prescott. And Cam Newton is would I take Gardner Minshew over him? Yes, I would. Would I take Nick Foles over him? Yes, I would. In Dallas's offense, I would. Now, if you said this is Baltimore, all right, it's different. Running quarterback. Pittsburgh, you know, Cam is similar size to Ben Roethlisberger. He just doesn't pass like Ben does. Minnesota, it feels like not a question of if, but when it happens with Kirk Cousins. That's a bad situation. It just feels like the Vikings, they do have a couple of skill position players. Dalvin Cook's wonderful, but it just feels like that team is getting worse, not getting better. But I just don't think Cam gets picked up anytime soon. Yeah, McLevin.
Do you think Houston would be in danger of winning too many games with a Cam? And you know, instead going from 2-15 to 5-11 might not be in their best interest.
5-12.
I can't do it yet, but 5-12.
I know. Yeah. Everybody, this is like when the Chargers went to L.A. and the Raiders went to Las Vegas. Like, you get a year, and then that's it. I'll slip and call them San Diego or Oakland. It happens. But I think this is going to be, as the season rolls along, if there's a quarterback who starts who gets injured, then maybe you bring in Cam Newton. But you're asking him to get acclimated to whatever team it's going to be. And we saw him, it took him a while in New England. Well, maybe he never truly mastered what they were trying to do. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to that 2017 Vikings team that was 13-3 and almost hosted a Super Bowl, they had the number one defense by far in the league. They only gave up 252 points. They went out and spent a whole bunch of money on Kirk Cousins and then couldn't sign some of the defensive players. They now have the 29th ranked defense in the league.
Yeah.
4 years later, 3 years later.
And you've got a no-nonsense guy in Mike Zimmer, wants to run the football, play defense, and the Kirk Cousins situation. And Peter King bringing this up, that if you're going to make your predictions, making your predictions on what you think a team is going to do, and here you are factoring in COVID and vaccinations. You didn't think about that when you were going to make your predictions, but you have to think about that. Because even last year, you had to factor that in. And certainly this year with the vaccinations, those who will, those who won't, and what that could mean for your team. All it's going to take is one team, that quarterback who tests positive or somebody else, and they have to sit out a game or maybe two games, or you have to forfeit. Somebody may have to forfeit a game. That's when you're going to get people's attention here. Yeah, McLevin.
And talk about gambling. If you can find out that information even 2 hours earlier and get the previous line, I mean, that's a huge deal, too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, I mentioned Art Schliester is getting paroled. I should ask Peter King about Art Schliester, but he's getting paroled at age 61. And he's a career criminal, gambler, came out of Ohio State, drafted by the Colts. First round pick. Denny McClain is another cautionary tale because he was a Cy Young Award winner, last guy to win 30 games, pitched for the Tigers, gambling. Vander Kane, we're finding that out. Hockey player, gambling. I don't care how much money you make, you can spend that money. The more you make, the more you're going to spend. And with like in-game betting makes me nervous. Imagine if you placed a bet on somebody in a game, and then they don't do what you thought they were going to do because it's an in-game betting. I mean, how are those fans going to react to that? Like, it's just, these are real case scenarios that are going to happen. You know, somebody, we're going to take the points, this quarter, and then, the team doesn't score. Clock winds down, and then they wait until the next quarter. Like, there's just so much. Just so much that can happen in these situations here with gambling. All right, we'll take a break. Last call, phone calls coming up for next hour. We'll get to those. We'll talk some college football with the matchups coming up starting tonight, Minnesota and Ohio State. Final hour on this Thursday, Dan Patrick Show. One more item in the second hour as we close it out. When I get done with golfing or working out or running around the neighborhood, my body doesn't recover like it used to. But thanks to Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons, I'm good to go. And if it's good enough for Carson Palmer, 15 years in the NFL and 7 surgeries, Ricky Fowler out on tour, the former baseball great Steve Garvey, should be good enough for you. I trust Level Select CBD for a lot of reasons. First of all, formulated with doctors, high concentration of CBD. That means it starts to work immediately. And 0% THC. People have this misconception of what CBD is all about. It is safe to put on, put it right on the sore spots. That proprietary blend of CBD will then go to work and you feel that relief. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Promo code is DP30. You get $30 off your entire order today. $30 off at levelselectcbd.com. Make sure you use that promo code DP30. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.